We're going to be going to John chapter 13.
Leamos la palabra del Señor. Vamos a leer en Juan 13.
Amen. We could stand in honor of the word today.
Pongámonos en pie en honor a la palabra del Señor.
Standing is a representation of that, but the greatest honor is honoring him in your heart by applying the word.
El ponernos de pie es una representación de honor, pero el más grande honor es honrar su palabra en nuestros corazones.
So if you follow my word, Jesus said,
y Jesús dijo, si tú sigues mi palabra,
if you follow my commandments,
tú sigues mis mandamientos,
how he will know that we are his disciples.
Así es como él va a saber si somos sus discípulos.
We're continuing our series on the path of the cross.
Seguimos en nuestras series del camino a la cruz.
John 13, starting with verse 1.
Juan 13, empezando con el versículo 1.
Now before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour was come, and he should depart from out of this world unto the Father, having loved his own which were in the world, he loved them unto the end.
Antes de la fiesta de la Pascua, sabiendo Jesús que su hora había llegado para que pasase de este mundo al Padre, como había amado a los suyos que estaban en el mundo, los amó hasta el fin.
Turn with me to verse number 4. It says, he riseth from supper and laid aside his garments, and took a towel and girded himself.
Versículo 4 dice, se levantó de la cena y se quitó su manto y tomando una toalla se la ciñó.
After that, he poured the water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and wipe them with the towel wherewith he was girded.
Luego puso agua en un lebrillo y comenzó a lavar los pies de sus discípulos y a enjuagarlos con la toalla con que estaba ceñido.
Then Jesus came to Peter and Peter said, dost thou wash my feet?
Entonces vino a Simón Pedro y Pedro le dijo, Señor, ¿tú me lavas los pies?
Jesus answered him saying, what I do thou knowest not now, but thou shalt know hereafter.
Respondiendo Jesús y le dijo, lo que yo hago, tú no lo comprendes ahora, mas lo entenderás después.
Typical Peter responds and says, you're never going to wash my feet, Jesus.
Y Pedro le responde, tú nunca vas a lavar mis pies, Jesús.
But Jesus says, if I wash thee not, thou hast no part with me.
Pero Jesús le responde, si no te lavare, no tendrás parte conmigo.
I think Peter is that representation of either hot or he's that either hot or he's cold.
Y Pedro es esa representación, o él está caliente o está frío.
And so Peter says, wash all of me.
Y entonces Pedro le dice, lávame completamente.
And Jesus says in verse number 10, he that is washed needeth not save to wash his feet, but is clean every whit. And ye are clean, but not all.
Y Jesús le dijo en el versículo 10, el que está lavado no necesita sino lavarse los pies, pues está todo limpio, y vosotros limpios estáis, aunque no todos.
As we continue this series of the path of the cross, I wonder if you could put your Bibles down, if you raise your hands with me and pray over his word today.
Y ora sobre su palabra hoy.
Father, your word is the only thing that can accomplish anything in this place, God. I'm simply an oracle of that word. I pray that you would flow in and through me, God. I pray that you would bind every lethargic spirit here today, that you would bind every spirit of apathy, and Lord, that you would loose a hunger and desire for righteousness. I bind anything, Lord, that would try to come against this service, Father, that would try to distract it. Lord, cast it out of this place, God. We loose faith into the atmosphere, healing. Lord, I pray that signs and wonders would take place here, God. I pray, Father, for that woman with the issue of blood, Lord. Lord, that person that has had that need for years, God, that has had that thing they've held on to for years, would be able to come into your presence right now, God. And Lord, would be restored after 20, 30 years of waiting for restoration, God. I know that your power and your healing is in this place, God. I know that you can miraculously restore any person, anywhere, at any time, God. And so whether they're here, whether they're online, whether they're watching at a different time, God, I pray today in the name of Jesus that healing would happen, that restoration would come, God. Lord, open up the eyes of the blind, God. Open up ears to hear what thus saith the Lord today. I pray, God, in the name of Jesus, that you would flow through this place and have your way, God, that the power of your Spirit Spirit would shake us to the very core, God. I pray that the church would stand and arise and walk in abundance, that we would walk in who you have called us to be. In the name of Jesus, clap your hands. Shout unto the Lord. Lift up your voice.
Dale un aplauso, levanta tu voz al Señor.
Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. You may be seated. Give your neighbor a high five. Tell them how much you love them today.
Presentarte, dile a tu vecino cuánto les amas.
Now get your prayer cloth and put it over your hand and say in Jesus' name.
Si tocaste tu vecino, ora por tu mano.
I'm just kidding. Just kidding. Power of the Lord is here.
El poder del Señor está aquí.
I mentioned this in the last service that, believe it or not, a year ago on yesterday, or tomorrow actually, a year ago tomorrow was our last service that we held together before the whole COVID breakout.
Mañana va a ser un año desde que empezó este virus.
How many of you are thankful that we have not only survived, but we have thrived during this season? Amen.
¿Cuántos saben que no solamente hemos tenido éxito, pero hemos vencido?
Doesn't take away from those of us that have had loved ones that have been lost.
Esto no quita ese dolor de aquellos que han perdido familiares.
But I'm thankful to be here today, to be worshiping with you, to be worshiping with those online. God has some great things in store, and the best is yet to come.
Pero estoy agradecido de estar aquí alabando al Señor. Él tiene grandes cosas para nosotros.
Amen. We can clap for that. Amen.
Podemos dar un aplauso.
Amen. As we continue this series, The Path of the Cross.
Y al continuar nuestra serie, es el camino a la cruz.
Last week we went through the foundation of this series.
La semana pasada estábamos hablando de la fundación de estas series.
We talked about the altar of sacrifice.
Y hablamos del altar de sacrificio.
In the Old Testament, we saw that God gave a pattern for the temple as well as the tabernacle.
Y vemos en el Antiguo Testamento que el Señor dio un patrón de cómo tenía que ser el tabernáculo en el Antiguo y el Nuevo Testamento.
There was two chapters that were written about creation and 30 plus chapters that were written about the details of this tabernacle.
Habían solo dos capítulos que hablan de la creación, pero más de 30 capítulos que hablan de los detalles del tabernáculo.
So I don't want to speak for you, and I know that this is no one else's problem, but sometimes when I read Leviticus, I fall asleep.
Y no quiero hablar por ti, pero yo sé que este es un problema. A veces cuando yo leo Levíticos, me da sueño.
I'm an early bird, and so in my Bible reading program, whenever Numbers or Leviticus comes up, I get a little sleepy.
Yo me levanto temprano en la mañana, y cuando tengo mi plan de leer la Biblia y estoy leyendo Levíticos o Números, me da sueño.
But how many know that the details were written there for a purpose and for a plan for us not only to study but to also follow?
Pero ¿cuántos saben que estos detalles que están en la Biblia es para que nosotros los veamos y también los obedezcamos?
And so there's times like now where we could pull those details out from Scripture and apply it to what does it mean for us now, here, today.
Y hay momentos como este que podemos tomar estos detalles que están en la Biblia y saber qué es lo que significa para ahora en estos tiempos.
And so what we're doing is our study is on the tabernacle plan.
Y nuestro estudio es en el plan del tabernáculo.
But also being able to see that tabernacle plan within the New Testament.
Pero también poder ver este plan del tabernáculo en el Nuevo Testamento.
The ultimate purpose was for the priest to be able to start at a certain place and get into the presence of God, which is the Holy of Holies.
El mayor propósito era para el sacerdote entrar y llegar a ese lugar santísimo.
And so Jesus was showing us in John 12 through 17 a pathway and revelation for the pattern of the cross.
Y vemos que en Juan 12 al 17 el Señor nos muestra un patrón del camino a la cruz.
And so you can see here on the screen, I showed this last week, but you will see that you can see the plan of salvation and the cross even in the Old Testament.
Y tú puedes ver aquí en esta diapositiva que podemos ver el plan de salvación aún en el Antiguo Testamento.
We talked about it last week, but the brazen altar is the altar of sacrifice where they would bring the animals every year to be sacrificed.
Y hablamos esto la semana pasada, el altar de bronce era donde ellos traían ese sacrificio.
Blood was required for the remission of sin.
Se requería la sangre para el perdón de los pecados.
So they would bring those animals to the priest, and the priest would sacrifice on this big altar called the brazen altar.
Entonces ellos traían el animal del sacrificio y el sacerdote lo sacrificaba en este altar grande de bronce.
So last week we talked about repentance. It was a representation of repentance.
Y estábamos hablando de la representación de este altar, que es el arrepentimiento.
And so as we walk through this daily life, how many of you know that we need to die to this stinky flesh of ours and live a life of repentance?
Y al caminar en nuestra vida diaria, ¿cuántos saben que tenemos que morir a esta carne en arrepentimiento?
God won't hear us when we hold iniquity in our heart.
El Señor no nos va a escuchar cuando tenemos iniquidad en nuestros corazones.
And a lot of times, Sister Paola, we get frustrated because we can't hear from God.
Y a veces nos frustramos porque no podemos escuchar a Dios.
And if we would just repent.
Y si solamente nos arrepentimos.
A lot of times, that's the roadblock from hearing from Him.
Muchas cosas, eso es lo que nos está parando de escuchar del Señor.
There's times where you're in a desert and you're just not going to hear him at all.
Hay veces que tú estás en el desierto y no lo vas a poder escuchar.
That's when you dig into the word and, you know, if he's spoken about it once, maybe he doesn't need to speak about it again.
Entonces tienes que mirar en la Biblia, pero quizás si él lo habló antes, no lo tiene que volver a hablar otra vez.
It says that we're destroyed for a lack of knowledge. I would go as far to say that we're destroyed for a lack of reading our Bible.
Dice que estamos destruidos por la falta del conocimiento, pero también es la falta de leer la Biblia.
Check that Facebook post before you post it.
Lee eso que vas a poner en Facebook antes de publicarlo.
Make sure the scripture that's on that post is accurate.
Examina esa escritura y date cuenta que sí es correcta.
It's a lack of knowledge and maturity.
Es falta del conocimiento y la madurez.
I'm thankful that we have a congregation that has a desire and loves the word of God.
Y yo estoy agradecido por una congregación que tiene un deseo y ama la palabra de Dios.
And so we get to this next point, which we're going to be talking about today, is the priest had to go before and after the altar of sacrifice.
Y vamos a hablar del sacerdote tenía que entrar antes y después del altar de sacrificio.
The priest had to purify himself. That's what the bronze laver was. It was a big they have it in the Sunday school room if you want to see it.
El sacerdote se tenía que purificar, era algo grande y lo puedes ver en el salón de los niños.
But it was this big thing, and the priest would come and rinse off the blood that was on them from the sacrifice.
Pero era una fuente de bronce y ellos tenían que lavar sus manos después de limpiarse de la sangre del sacrificio.
And here's the really important thing.
Y esto es lo que es más importante.
Is that the purification process of the bronze laver?
Es que la purificación de la fuente de bronce.
It was not optional.
No era algo opcional.
Baptism is not optional.
El bautismo no es opcional.
It's not an add-on when you put it on the cart, like, oh, I'm going to add that on later, save it for later.
No es algo que tú agregas y dices, oh, lo voy a agregar y lo haré después.
But baptism is required for salvation.
Pero el bautismo se requiere para la salvación.
It literally says in Mark that you need to be baptized, otherwise you will be, and I know there's kids here, but it uses the D word.
Pero dice en la palabra que si tú no eres bautizado, vas a ser condenado.
I don't want my kids walking home like, Dad said. But it literally says that it is a requirement. It was a command in Scripture that Peter gave, that Jesus gave. He said, go ye therefore, baptizing him in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Pero esto era un mandamiento, era algo que se requería. Pedro dijo, ir y bautizar en el Espíritu.
Now, and we understand that it didn't say names, but it said the name, and that name is Jesus.
Y dice que ser bautizados en el nombre, no dice qué nombres, pero en ese nombre que es Jesús.
Either disciples didn't listen really well or didn't read real good.
O los discípulos no entendieron bien o lo leyeron bien.
Or they knew what Jesus meant and they went and they baptized every single New Testament believer in the name of Jesus.
O ellos entendieron lo que Jesús dijo y bautizaron a todos los nuevos creyentes en el nombre de Jesús.
I challenge you to look in the Bible and try to find a place where they did not baptize in Jesus' name.
Y te desafío a que vayas en la Biblia y encuentres un momento en que bautizaron y que no bautizaron en el nombre de Jesús.
After the resurrection, after the book of Acts, try to find a place. You won't find it.
Después de la resurrección, después del libro de Hechos, no vas a encontrar un lugar.
We go to Acts 19 and we see that that the apostles found some disciples of John.
Vemos que en Hechos 19 que ellos encontraron a unos discípulos de Juan.
And they said in Acts 19, have you received since he believed? Have you received the Holy Ghost since he believed?
Y en Hechos 19 les dicen, ¿has recibido el Espíritu Santo desde que creyeron?
Under what baptism were you baptized?
¿En qué bautismo fuiste bautizados?
The disciples were like, we haven't even heard of this Holy Ghost. We haven't even heard of this baptism that you're speaking about.
Y ellos dijeron, nosotros no habíamos escuchado de este Espíritu Santo y de este bautismo que tú estás hablando.
And so rather than tearing what they believed down, they added to it and they said, hey, guess what? This is the way.
Y en vez de ellos quitar lo que habían creído, lo añadieron y dijeron, este es el camino.
Did you know that you could reach to somebody that believes a little different than you and not treat them like an idiot?
¿Tú sabes que tú puedes alcanzar a alguien que cree diferente a ti y no los tienes que tratar mal?
Last time I checked, people don't like it when you're condescending.
Yo sé que a las personas no les gusta cuando tú los haces sentir mal.
I don't like a know-it-all.
No me gusta esos que pretenden que todo lo saben.
It's annoying.
Es fastidioso.
Am I telling the truth?
Estoy diciendo la verdad.
And so we add on to their faith. We say, you know what? You didn't tell me that you believe in this tree to be God, but you said that you believe in Jesus.
Así que nosotros agregamos a su fe, decimos, yo sé que tú crees en Jesús.
If we could start there, I could work with you.
Y si podemos empezar así, podemos trabajar con ellos.
My brother, if you could start with saying, I believe in God, we could start somewhere.
Y tú puedes decirle, mi hermano, yo creo en Dios, y así podemos empezar.
But if you're bowing down to a tree and like doing a little dance, I'm going to have to tear that up.
Pero si tú te estás rindiendo a un árbol y le estás bailando, voy a tener que quitar eso.
I'm going to have to say, let's look at this Bible, which is historically proven over and over again.
Tenemos que decirles, miremos a la Biblia, es un libro que se ha probado una y otra vez.
And work from there.
Y empezar así.
How many know it's important that we add on to people's faith? Amen.
¿Cuántos saben que es importante que agreguemos a la fe de otras personas?
Everyone's given a measure of faith. Everyone has a little faith.
Cada uno tiene una medida de fe, cada uno tiene un poquito de fe.
I don't know why I'm saying this right now, but even if they don't believe in God, they have to have faith not to believe in a God.
Y aun si ellos no creen en Dios, tienen que tener fe para no creer en Dios.
There is always an access point to reach somebody.
Siempre hay un punto de acceso para alcanzar a
alguien. Sometimes the greatest thing you can do is just live a life that glorifies God.
Y a veces lo mejor que tú puedes hacer es vivir una vida que glorifica a Dios.
Sometimes that's the greatest thing you could do, and then when they're going through something, you could come and talk to them.
A veces es lo que tú puedes hacer mejor, y cuando ellos estén enfrentando algo, tú puedes ir y hablar con ellos.
Or even better, they'll come talk to you.
Y aún mejor, quizá ellos van a venir y hablar con.
So we go to this bronze laver. I keep saying it wrong. This basically this bronze bowl. Okay.
Y vemos esta fuente de bronce, era una taza.
And so we understand that in the New Testament that it represented baptism.
Y sabemos que en el Nuevo Testamento representaba el bautismo.
And we teach the Acts 2:38 message of repentance and baptism in Jesus' name for the remission of sins and also the infilling of the Holy Ghost.
Y enseñamos el arrepentimiento, el bautismo en Jesucristo y también ser llenos en el Espíritu Santo.
All of those aspects are found within the tabernacle plan.
Todos estos aspectos se encuentran en el plan del tabernáculo.
From the beginning of time, God prepared a plan that would be represented on the cross to show us the way.
Desde el principio el Señor creó un plan para representarnos el camino.
And so there's deeper application that we can take when it comes to the purification of this baptism.
Y hay aplicaciones más profundas que podemos ver en esta representación del bautismo.
The word remission literally means a cancellation of debt.
La palabra perdón de pecado significa la cancelación de una deuda.
It's a cancellation of debt. Now, how many would like all of their debt canceled today?
Es una cancelación de deuda.
If you look under your chair, you'll find.
Les gustaría que cancelaran su deuda.
A piece of gum, most likely.
Y debajo de tu silla vas a encontrar chicle.
But on the cross.
Pero en la cruz,
our debt was canceled by his sacrifice.
Nuestra deuda fue cancelada por su sacrificio y me regocijo por esto.
Amen. But God, God had this plan. He had the plan from the beginning of the world to enrobe himself in flesh, to manifest himself in the flesh here on this earth.
Pero el Señor tenía este plan desde el principio de la creación hasta que Él se manifestó en la carne.
He knew that the sacrifices every year were not going to cut it.
Él sabía que estos sacrificios cada año no eran suficientes.
And so He came and died for us 2,000 plus years ago.
Así que Él vino y murió por nosotros.
His flesh was beaten, it was bruised.
Su carne fue golpeada. Maltratada.
As we're looking towards Easter, it's important that we remember that the sight of the cross was not a pretty thing.
Y al acercarnos a la Pascua tenemos que recordar que es, al ver la cruz no era algo bonito para ver.
People walking around with crosses on their neck don't understand what that truly represents.
Yo veo personas que cargan cruces en sus cuellos y no sé qué es lo que esto representa.
The cross represented the death of a sinner.
La cruz representa la muerte de un pecador.
It was someone that had committed a crime. That was the type of death the cross represented.
Era alguien que había cometido algo malo, un crimen, y por eso tenía que morir en la cruz.
And Jesus, without sin,
y Jesús sin pecado,
had nails pierced through his hands.
Tenía puntillas en sus manos.
They say that it was actually right here.
Y dicen que era aquí.
I know a lot of images will show it right here, but they pierced through his hands so that when his weight, when he couldn't hold himself up, the bones would hold.
Y lo ponían aquí para que cuando él no se pudiera sostener, sus huesos lo podrían sostener.
They would put his feet, their feet together, and drill the nail through their ankles.
Y ponían sus pies juntos y ponían esa puntilla en sus tobillos.
The nails would go through the back all the way until it would be able to hold it in place so that when they couldn't breathe, it would hold them there and they would literally suffocate from the blood flowing through their lungs.
Y ponían esas puntillas en una manera que los sostuviera hasta que ellos ya murieran y no se pudieran sostener.
The cross represents death.
La cruz representa la muerte.
It represents sacrifice.
Representa sacrificio.
It represents something that we are not exempt from.
Representa algo que teníamos que pasar.
Jesus said, deny yourself.
Jesús dijo, niégate a ti mismo.
Pick up your cross.
Levanta tu cruz.
And follow me.
Y sígueme.
That doesn't mean that we walk around saying we're a Christian.
Y esto no significa que caminamos diciendo que somos cristianos.
It represents us walking to the death of ourselves.
Esto representa que estamos caminando hacia la muerte de nuestro ser.
That's what that means.
Esto es lo que significa.
Is that I die daily means that today I choose to die to my will. I choose to die to my desires.
El morir diariamente estoy diciendo que estoy muriendo a mi voluntad, a mis deseos.
Though a grain of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abides alone. But if it die, it will bring up much fruit.
Y esta semilla de trigo se pone en la tierra y si muere va a traer mucho fruto.
That's the repentance, the life, the daily life of repentance.
Esta es la vida diaria de arrepentimiento.
And when our life is buried in the waters of baptism. There is a burial. There is literally a funeral service that happens.
Cuando nosotros nos bautizamos, nos estamos sepultando.
To where we are buried and then we rise up in newness of life.
Y somos sepultados y nos levantamos en una nueva vida.
I understand that many have been baptized here today.
Yo entiendo que muchos aquí han sido bautizados.
But are we living in the resurrected life?
Pero estamos viviendo en esa vida resucitada.
Are we living in a life of abundance?
Estamos viviendo en una vida de abundancia.
That abundant life.
Una vida de abundancia.
That life to where fruitfulness is coming from everything that we're doing.
Esa vida donde un fruto sale en todo lo que hacemos.
I don't know about you. Does it feel like that every day for me?
Yo no sé tú, pero a veces no se siente así todos los días.
But I sure am walking towards that. Every single possible moment that I have, I desire to live with that cross on my back and to die daily.
Pero cada día yo trato de vivir así, cargando mi cruz y morir.
When it comes to baptism,
y cuando hablamos del bautismo,
when it comes to this basin of water,
cuando hablamos de esta fuente de bronce,
we see in John 12 that Jesus gave us a deeper revelation.
Vemos en Juan 12 que el Señor nos dio una revelación más profunda.
Jesus took on the flesh.
Jesús se hizo carne.
The flesh of humanity.
La carne de la humanidad.
But not only that, he even humbled himself in humanity.
Pero no solo eso, que se humilló en la carne en la humanidad.
As he girded himself with this towel.
Él se ciñó con esta toalla.
And got in a position of a servant.
Y se puso en una posición de siervo.
The revelation that Jesus was trying to teach us.
La revelación que Jesús nos estaba enseñando
was a revival of humility.
Era un avivamiento de humildad.
You see, as a servant,
como un siervo,
he was operating, you know, there was nobody, no Jew that was allowed to wash people's feet. It was the job of a servant that was of non-Jewish descent.
No se permitía que los judíos lavaran los pies de otros. Tenía que ser un siervo que no tenía descendencia judía.
And so the creator of the entire universe,
así que el creador del universo,
not only humbled himself in a fleshly body,
no solamente se humilló en carne,
but before he went to the cross,
pero antes de ir a la cruz,
he poured out all of the revelation he could to his disciples.
Él derramó toda la revelación que le podía dar a sus discípulos.
And that's what we see in John 12 through 17.
Y esto es lo que vemos en Juan 12 al 17.
As Jesus is showing them a new commandment.
Es Jesús mostrándoles un nuevo mandamiento.
See that towards the end of it. He said, "This commandment I give you that you love one another."
Y lo vemos que dice, "Este mandamiento les doy que se amen unos a los otros."
There's something powerful to note from the interaction that Jesus had with his disciples.
Pero hay algo poderoso que vemos en la interacción que el Señor tuvo con sus discípulos.
Is that Jesus washed all 12 of his disciples' feet.
Es que Jesús lavó los pies de todos los 12 discípulos.
Poured the water into the bowl.
Puso agua en esa taza.
He went to Peter, who would deny him 3 times.
Y fue donde Pedro, que lo negó 3 veces.
He washed Peter's feet.
Y lavó los pies de Pedro.
But you know, it's not talked about as much as it is with Peter.
Y no se habla tanto como se habla de Pedro.
But in the dimension of love that God wants us to go to.
Pero en esta dimensión de amor que el Señor quiere que nosotros vayamos.
That means that we have to wash the feet of our Judas.
Significa que tenemos que lavar los pies de nuestro Judas.
Jesus washed Judas's feet, knowing that he was going to betray him.
Jesús lavó los pies de Judas sabiendo que él le iba a fallar.
Jesus could have skipped over him.
Jesús lo pudo haber evitado.
But he chose to wash the feet of the disciple that was about to sell him out.
Pero él decidió lavar los pies de ese discípulo que lo iba a vender.
You know, it's easy to forgive people that you love.
Es fácil perdonar a las personas que amamos.
It's easy to forgive people that you get along with.
Es fácil perdonar a esas personas con las cuales podemos tratar.
People that have similar interests as you.
Personas que tienen intereses como los tuyos.
But it's really hard to forgive people that have hurt you.
Pero es muy difícil perdonar a las personas que te han herido.
It's really hard to forgive people that have betrayed you.
Es difícil perdonar a las personas que te han fallado, engañado.
I've heard many things said over the years.
Yo escuché muchas cosas que se dijeron durante estos años.
I've heard people talk about people they would never forgive.
He escuchado a personas decir de ciertas otras personas que no van a poder perdonar.
I've heard people say, I would kill that person.
He escuchado a personas decir, yo mataría a esa persona.
I would kill that pedophile.
Yo mataría a esa persona que viola niños.
I would kill that rapist.
Esa persona que abusa.
I would kill that person.
Ya mataría a esa persona.
You know, at the end of the day, I wonder what we would have said about Paul if we were in the church.
Pero al final del día me pregunto qué hubiéramos dicho de Pablo.
I wonder how many Pauls we have crucified.
Me pregunto cuántos Pablos hemos crucificado.
Still Saul.
Que todavía eran Saulos.
But how many Sauls have we crucified because we would never allow restoration to happen?
Pero cuántos Saulos hemos crucificado porque no dejamos que pasara la restauración.
Do you think that there was someone that had a family member that Saul killed?
¿Tú crees que había alguien que tuvo un familiar que Saulo mató?
When I look in the Bible, I see that there were Christians that rejected him, that didn't want anything to do with him because they thought he was putting up a front.
Y cuando yo estaba leyendo en la Biblia vi que muchos cristianos rechazaron a Saulo porque pensaron que él estaba fingiendo.
You see, it's easy to forgive somebody when they come and share their testimony with you and it had nothing to do with you.
Es fácil perdonar y aceptar a alguien que está compartiendo un testimonio que no tuvo nada que ver contigo.
But when it has to do with your family.
Pero cuando tiene que ver con tu familia.
When it has to do with what they did to you.
Cuando tiene que ver con lo que hicieron contigo.
That's a whole other level.
Eso es otro nivel.
That's a whole other level of forgiveness.
Ese es otro nivel de perdón.
That could only come supernaturally.
Que solo puede venir en una manera sobrenatural.
Healing and forgiveness is a supernatural act.
La sanidad y el perdón es una acción sobrenatural.
This is a humbling thing to do.
Esto es algo que nos humilla.
How many of you are willing to wash your brother's feet?
¿Cuántos de ustedes están dispuestos a lavar los pies de sus hermanos y hermanas?
To wash the feet of someone that had a racial slur.
Lavar los pies de alguien que estaba en contra de la raza.
The person that abused your sister.
La persona que abusó a tu hermana.
The person that divided the church.
La persona que dividió a la iglesia.
Could you wash the feet of that person that betrayed you?
Puedes lavar los pies de esa persona que te falló, te engañó.
That ex-wife, that ex-husband.
Ese es esposo, esa esposa.
That relationship.
Esa relación.
That brother, that sister.
Ese hermano, esa hermana.
As you sit here today.
Y al sentarte aquí hoy.
Where are you at with this?
¿Dónde estás con esto?
In God's economy.
En los negocios del Señor.
Pride is something that he hates.
El orgullo es algo que él odia.
If the master humbled himself and took on a servant's role.
Si el maestro se humilló a sí mismo y tomó esa forma de siervo.
And then goes on to say, do this also.
Y también dice, tú haz esto.
How are we doing?
¿Cómo lo estamos haciendo?
You see, we're going to see one of the greatest revivals we've ever seen.
Vamos a ver uno de los más grandes avivamientos que hemos visto.
I had one of our 770 members say that I have a pedophile that I want to bring to church.
Tengo a uno de nuestros miembros que dice que quiere traer a un señor que es un violador.
We have security protocols and all kinds of things that we put in place for that.
Y tenemos seguridad y reglas que tenemos para por esto.
Can we forgive them?
¿Los podemos perdonar?
Can we forgive the prostitute that wants to attend our service?
¿Podemos perdonar a la prostituta que quiere venir a nuestro servicio?
Can we forgive the person of a different lifestyle?
¿Podemos perdonar a esa persona que tiene un estilo de vida diferente?
How are we going to treat them?
¿Cómo los vamos a tratar?
How are we going to treat people that come through these doors that are different than us?
¿Cómo vamos a tratar a estas personas que llegan y son diferentes que nosotros?
I want to know.
Yo quiero saber.
Are you going to get dirty?
¿Te vas a ensuciar?
Are you going to get on your knees and disciple them?
¿Te vas a poner en tus rodillas y discipularlos?
Are you going to wash their feet?
¿Vas a lavar sus pies?
Say, God, clean me.
Di, Señor, límpiame.
God, clean me.
Dios, límpiame.
I want you to be clean too.
Yo quiero que tú también seas limpio.
I want you to be restored too.
Yo también quiero que tú seas restaurado.
I want you to know what it feels like.
Yo quiero que tú sepas lo que se siente.
To have God restore you.
Lo que se siente tener a Dios restaurarte.
I want you to know what it feels like to be able to say, I'm clean.
Yo quiero que tú sepas lo que se siente decir, soy limpio.
The problem is that we withhold that from some people.
Pero el problema es que nosotros no le damos eso a ciertas personas.
God forbid we withhold what he gave us.
Dios me perdone de no dar lo que Él nos dio a nosotros.
Jesus washed Judas's feet.
Jesús lavó los pies de Judas.
The ultimate backstab.
Uno de los golpes más duros.
Jesus was killed because Judas betrayed him.
He says, Jesús murió porque Judas lo traicionó.
Yes, theologian, it was a part of the plan. It was a part of what needed to happen.
Sabemos que sí, era parte del plan, tenía que pasar.
But in our humanity,
pero en nuestra humanidad,
it's hard to imagine,
es difícil imaginar,
washing the feet of that person that backstabbed you.
Lavar los pies de esa persona que te hirió.
But that is a depth that Jesus has called each and every one of us to get to.
Pero eso es algo que Jesús nos ha llamado a que cada uno de nosotros hagamos.
One of the revelations in his word that I found so powerful.
Una de las revelaciones en su palabra que yo me di cuenta que era muy poderosa.
Is that God is going to exalt the humble.
Es que Dios va a exaltar a los humildes.
That God is going to lift up those that will choose this.
Él va a levantar a aquellos que escogen esto.
It may not seem like it right now.
Quizá no se vea así.
But God is going to put you in the place that he has called you to be in if you will just humble yourself.
Pero Dios te va a poner en ese lugar que él te ha llamado a estar si tú te humillas.
You will lay down the pride.
Si tú dejas el orgullo,
and let him be exalted in your life.
Y dejas que él sea exaltado en tu
he
vida.
Will bring you to the right people. He will set you up.
Él te va a llevar a los lugares correctos, las personas correctas.
For his kingdom.
Para su reino.
You see, there's going to be a separation at the end of all of this with the wheat from the tares.
Y esto va a haber una separación entre el trigo y la cizaña.
God cares so much about humility that he built it in to nature.
Y al Señor se le importa tanto la humildad que él lo creó en la naturaleza.
He used this example that he will separate the wheat from the tares in the end.
Él puso este ejemplo de que él va a separar al trigo y la cizaña.
How do you know that wheat is ripe?
¿Cómo sabes que el trigo está listo para ser cosechado?
When it's ripe, wheat bows low.
Cuando ya está listo, se dobla.
Tares stand straight up tall.
Pero la cizaña se queda derecha.
God cares about humility.
Al Señor le importa la humildad.
He cares about humility.
A él le importa la humildad.
Put your hands right now.
Levanta tus
like
manos.
Somebody needs to receive this right now.
Alguien tiene que recibir esto.
Pride goes before the fall.
El orgullo tiene que irse.
God hates pride. It stinks in his nostrils.
El Señor odia el orgullo.
Lord, let there be a revival of humility.
Señor,
revival of compassion.
De humildad, compasión.
Revival on the love for the lost like never before, God.
Avivamiento por los perdidos como nunca antes.
Revival of forgiveness.
Avivamiento de perdón.
Revival of restoration.
Avivamiento de restauración.
As the musicians come.
Van a venir los músicos.
Jesus, I worship you. Jesus, I worship you. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Jesus. God is a God of restoration.
Dios es un Dios de restauración.
I believe that if Judas had decided to repent,
yo sé que si Judas hubiera decidido arrepentirse,
that God would have restored him.
Que Dios lo hubiera restaurado.
His plan would have still, the plan would have still happened, but it would be somebody else.
Su plan hubiera pasado y hubiera sido alguien más.
At the end, Jesus would inevitably have been betrayed.
Y al final, Jesús, al final hubiera sido, le hubieran fallado.
But I believe that God desires no one to perish.
Pero yo sé que Dios no quiere que nadie se pierda.
God desires no one to perish.
Dios quiere que nadie se pierda.
Peter could have chosen that suicidal death like Judas did.
Pedro pudo haber escogido esa muerte de suicidio como lo hizo Judas.
Peter had denied the man that walked with them.
Pedro había negado ese hombre que caminó con ellos.
He had seen the miracles.
Él había visto los milagros.
He saw it.
Él lo vio.
Yet he still denied Jesus.
Y aún así negó a Jesús.
I want you to stand with me.
Quiero que te pongas de pie.
It was in John chapter 21 that I believe that chapter was specifically meant for Peter.
En Juan 21, yo creo que este capítulo fue especial para Pedro.
You see, Jesus was denied 3 times by Peter, but Jesus restored Peter for every single time that he denied him.
Pedro negó a Jesús 3 veces, pero Jesús lo restauró las 3 veces que él le negó.
No matter where you're at, what you've done, where you find yourself in this journey,
no importa dónde tú estás, lo que has hecho, dónde te encuentras en esta jornada.
God is a God of redemption.
Dios es un Dios de redención.
He is redeeming. He has, there's a remission of the debt of sin that's on your life.
Él está redimiendo, él está perdonado el pecado que está en tu vida.
But he doesn't just remove that sin, remove that debt.
Pero él no solo quita ese pecado, esa deuda.
But he adds purpose.
Pero él pone propósito.
Peter, lovest thou me more than these?
Pedro, ¿me amas a mí más que estos?
Peter, I love you, Lord.
Y Pedro, Señor, te amo.
2 more times, Peter, lovest.
Y 2 veces más, Pedro, ¿me amas?
Lovest thou me more than these?
¿Me amas más que esto?
Peter, I love you, Lord.
Y Pedro, te amo, Señor.
3 times he's restored.
3 veces es restaurado.
For every time he had denied, there was restoration.
Por cada vez que él había negado, había restauración.
But then he added purpose.
Y él puso propósito.
Feed my sheep.
Alimenta mis ovejas.
Feed my lambs.
Alimenta mis ovejas.
He was not only restoring, but he was bringing purpose.
No solamente estaba restaurando, pero estaba trayendo propósito.
Every single time.
Cada vez.
Would you lift your hands with me?
Levanta tus manos.
This is a work that takes a long time.
Esta es una palabra que toma mucho tiempo.
It can happen supernaturally. I believe that.
Puede pasar sobrenaturalmente, lo creo.
But I've just learned that healing takes time sometimes.
Pero he aprendido que la sanidad toma tiempo a veces.
Deep-rooted things in our life, forgiveness, unforgiveness.
Cosas que están muy profundas en nuestra vida es la falta del perdón.
Many of you are making massive strides of being healed and restored.
Muchos de ustedes están tomando pasos de éxito para ser restaurados y sanos.
There is a depth of love that God wants to take us to.
Pero hay una profundidad de amor donde Jesús nos quiere llevar.
Where it doesn't matter who it is, we can wash their feet.
Donde no importa quién tú eres, puedes lavar tus pies.
Doesn't matter who it is, we can bless them.
No importa quién es, los podemos bendecir.
We can lift them up.
Los podemos levantar.
We can restore them.
Los podemos restaurar.
We can sit them next to us at the table.
Se puede sentar con nosotros en la mesa.
Will you make an altar today, wherever you're at?
Cuando haces tu altar hoy, donde sea que tú estés.
Somebody needs to open up a seat at their table.
Alguien tiene que abrir una silla en su mesa.
God, open up a seat at His.
Dios abrió una silla en su mesa.
How many reservations do you have?
¿Cuántas reservaciones tienes?
Is it just for a select group of people?
¿Es solamente para un grupo especial?
Or are you going out to the store to buy a bigger table?
¿O vas a ir a la tienda y comprar una mesa más grande?
God, I want to get as many seats.
Señor, yo quiero cuántas sillas tú quieras.
As many seats that are needed at my table.
¿Cuántas sillas sean necesitadas en mi mesa?
Would you pray with me today?
Ora conmigo hoy.
God, I pray you move throughout this place right now. Father, your conviction is here today, not your condemnation, but your conviction. I pray, God, that every person that came to the mind of every individual, Lord, that they would wash their feet in the name of Jesus. Lord, that you would lead them supernaturally to a place of forgiveness. Lord, a place of restoration, God. In the name of Jesus, I pray, Lord, a revival of humility, God. A revival, Lord, of humility. Lord, as we take this path to the cross, Lord, as we seek after your presence, God, I pray that you would forever change us, God. Help us, Lord, so we can impact others in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.